time for this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
How are you? All right. I'm great, buddy. What have you got in store for us this week?
Well, thanks to everybody who shoveled or hoed or raked or chopped or been creative or given us ideas, volunteered, donated, whatever, to make the trails what they are. I sometimes forget to thank so many hundreds and hundreds of people who have made this adventure so great. We've got Saturday, June the 24th, we're building a new set of trail. It's about a half a mile coming from the section we just finished on Carter Mill Road going up to Binge Road, a little over half a mile. There'll be some lopping, pruning, some sawing, and some trail benching. Bring some gloves, a hat, insect spray, and a smile. And there'll be a lot of good cheer available for everybody. It's a lot of fun. We'd love to have a good number of volunteers. We're going to meet at the end of Binge Road. You can find out about it on our website and Facebook. If you don't know about it, you can get in touch with Bill Blackley or any one of the trail members. The next thing is that it's part of the Mountain to Sea Trail, as you know, going from Grassy Creek down towards Elk. And big thanks to Greg Perdue, Foothills Meat and Landscaping, Jason Taylor, Adam Miley, a lot of hard work on this section of trail. Also, Explore Elkin, there's a big flotilla coming July the 8th. It's set up by Explore Elkin, kind of in the vein of working with the trails. They had that big hike from Elkin to Grassy Creek two weekends ago, and now July the 8th, we're going to kayak and canoe from Ronnie to Elkin. Joe Thrift and his boy and the boys, that band is going to be playing as you come in, when you leave maybe, but mostly as you come in. You know, use your usual things to bring, and call now to get yourself a kayak or a canoe from one of the five outfitters in our area now. Can you believe it? Yakima River Ventures, Rocky Forest River Run, Hometown Outfitters in Jonesville with Cassius Stanley and Amanda, really cool. Roaring River Canoe and Kayak, and then Moe's River Outfitters over in Jonesville, too. So that'll be a lot of fun. So you might have noticed we're building a new trail from Crater Park under Gwen McNeil Bridge to Commerce Street. Remember, these trails are foot and bicycle traffic only, no four-wheelers and no cars, please. And pick up any trash you see and don't leave any of your own. Drop it in the trash cans that are usually found there or, you know, take it home and throw it away for us. Thank you so much for making the trails more beautiful. Any piece of trash you can pick up helps everybody. It makes the trails nice for everybody. Also, if you have leave any doggy pucks, if you can pick those up and take them with you, too. Well, okay, a couple of quick questions people have. What's with it with the Shoe Factory Dam? The water's all squirting out and want the right side and not going over the falls like it has been. Well, the flume gate was warped during that last flood, and Robert Fuller and Adam McComb were working together. Robert, of course, is town utilities manager and takes care of all the maintenance things. He's waiting for the water to go down a bit. Then he's planning to take the flume out and then replace it with something sturdier, and that'll stand for a flood. We had three huge trees on the trail. People might have seen those past the 178-foot bridge. Thanks to Jeff Idson, G&B Oil, and Cass Stevens Landscaping, going in there and getting it out. They didn't want a bunch of volunteers with chainsaws in the water. And thank them very much. If you see them, thank them. We're surveying a bunch of new areas of trail. The mountain bike course, phase three, we got signs are being put up now. I mean, phase two, another mile and a half of trail up in there. We appreciate no four-wheelers because they damage the trail and make it unsafe for biking and hiking and running. It really mashes the trail up to put a four-wheeler on there. So we appreciate anybody's got a four-wheeler. Please stay off the mountain bike running course and our trails. It costs us a lot of time, energy, and money, and sweat to get them built. We don't want them to get torn up. It's easy to tear them up with some machinery. Go out and enjoy our new gong. Thanks to Prism for beautifying the trail with art two sets of lovely flower plantings. They're going to help us some more with that. We're working with Michael Fee, Lauren Nagy, Kayla Simpson, and others over there. Thanks so much to them. Thanks to Chris and Lynn Mahon. They're sponsoring a commission for an artful rendition for our dog watering site. Nicholas Graff is working on a dog park. It's a separate group, but we're encouraging them along. Thanks to Robert Ball and Jim Harrell II for third, who are sort of stretching, thinking about a bathroom project that we've been working on. Jim Walters and Ringman for sponsoring our trails talk. Duck and Turtle Regatta will be selling turtles and ducks again at the Farmer's Market. Joe Hicks is leading us up on that, and we're at about 5 minutes, and that's about it. How's that?
Hey, you got it, buddy. Great job. Dr. Bill Blackley, folks, with this week's Duck and Valley.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. With this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.